Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Radio. I am your host, Rudy Saban Oracle, so I'm also known as Heathen Boy, guys.
And today, right, this weekend, actually, I'm going to do a series. I talked about slavery, and you guys, if you guys know Strange, you guys know how I feel about his story, okay, his story. I don't like doing these podcasts, guys, but, you know, the divine order in which they go, right? Because, you know, when it comes to history, guys, just it seems like, you know, it's like rehashing of events and just over and over and over again, keeping you locked in the same frequency. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's like if we are not extending as far as vibrating on a higher plane instead of being in one frequency, trying to be of whatever clout or whatever people may get out of it. You know, I don't know what do we get out of talking about slavery all the fucking time? I mean, you know, at times I just don't get it, and it frustrates me. So, but, you know, divine order and how it goes, there's definitely a dire need to talk about this right now, okay? So understanding the story, you know, understanding history. So I entitled this podcast, history was nothing more than human trafficking. Okay, we pretty much think of our black people being enslaved and all of that, but what if it was something deeper, you know, such as organ harvesting on the black market, experiments that are happening behind the scenes. You know, go ahead and check out last week's podcast, What's Going On in the Shadows. I think that this is a continuation of that, because what's going on in the shadows is important to be aware, like Erica said, okay? I played it in just a moment, but to be aware, you know. So this is Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys, and just to be aware what's going on behind the scenes, to be aware how the game is being played on levels, you guys. And I want to touch on one a podcast. This is things that I've been knowing about, but there was a live on Facebook, and I was like, there it is. You know, there are things going on, especially right now. You know, there are what we call sacrifice seasons, and, you know, you want to think that you would not want to think that the world can be so wicked as it is, you know what I mean? But once you start to see things, you know, it's mind-blowing, really, but to be aware is important. So I want to play for you guys. It's all going to tie in together, guys. We're going to get into lecture, but this is going to be a two-day thing here that I want to point out. So this one is kind of disturbing, but really, to be aware about what's going on is just definitely a great thing to know about and what's going on, you know. You know what I mean? Not to instill fear, although to be aware. So I want to play this because I feel that it ties into the whole thing when it comes to slavery, because I feel like not only what we think as, you know, the quote unquote white people, Saxons, as Brother Wisdom says, you know, how they created slavery and slavery was, you know, in prison, you know, to work for trade and all that. Yeah, it may be all of that also, but there's a deeper thing going on, especially in the now. All right. So he touches on that. Okay. So let's see how all of this plays out. Y'all know, guys, I like to learn and listen and research and put shit together with you all. So that's what Enhancing Awareness Radio is about. So let's listen to what he has to say. And then we'll get into Brother Wisdom, and then we'll get into the lecture.
Peace to the gods and goddesses. Peace to the ancestors.
I hope y'all can hear that.
Peace to all the high vibrational beings on the planet. Man, I'm sending you nothing but love and light, man. And we got a, you know, quick message. I want to make you aware of a few things that I don't think people are aware of at this moment. Y'all, please like it up and share it. Also, drop the mask to let me know that my audio is clear as you come in. Yeah, Renee Williams, welcome to the live reflection. Y'all like it up and share it. Like it up and share it. A lot of people know that we live, man. Y'all, drop the mask, man. Let me know if my audio is good. Can you hear me clearly? If you can hear me clearly. Can y'all hear me clearly? Drop the mask.
Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to say, okay.
Medina, thanks for the mask. Been wondering what's the word, God. See, thought what was alive, man. Marcus, Dwayne, what was alive? I mean, thanks for the mask. And Dale Watson, thanks for the mask. Karen Anderson, what was alive? Greetings, Omar Green. But yeah, I just wanted to make y'all aware of something real fast, right? Excuse me if I'm chewing the gun, man. You know, I'm on this fruit diet, man, okay? But yeah, I wanted to make y'all aware of what is going on right now, right? Because, you know, in times like this, I feel like we don't pay attention to the patterns. And the most important things that we can do in a time like this is most definitely be paying attention to the patterns, all right? Because I told y'all a long time ago, right now is the time of sacrifice. We're living in the time of sacrifice, okay? Especially as we begin to walk into the summer solstice, okay? When we talk about these evil spirits out here that want things to happen for them and they believe in doing dark magic to make those things happen for them, you have to understand, bro, that they are going to be getting rid of a lot of souls, okay? It's going to be a lot of souls online, bro. And I want y'all to make sure that those souls that could possibly be on the line ain't so souls. I know there's going to go over a lot of people here, but guess what? I'm prepared because I truly feel like this message ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. So let he who has ears hear clearly. Let he who has eyes see clearly as well. You understand what I'm saying? And for those who this message is meant to reach, I truly believe it's going to reach them in the best light. Okay? So, for those of you who've been following me for some time now, okay, I want y'all to go back to about, I want to say maybe a month ago, around the time we seen Young Thug's sister pass away. Okay, drop the knives if you remember when Young Thug's sister passed away. It's gonna say facts. I lost a lot of family. Everybody believes I'm tripping. You see what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing ever, bro. So, you know, if you can't make them lose, we're the way that the last, we're here to wake up the sheep. Overstand that. Okay? So, you know, I say that to say, don't try to waste your energy convincing people to believe you. Okay? If it was meant for them to believe you, they're going to truly believe you. But those of them who do not believe you, guess what? They're going to fall. They're going to fall victim to the traps. Regardless of the fact, see, you can run around like a chicken with your head cut off all day screaming and yelling. The sky's falling, right? And everybody going to be laughing and joking, bro, calling you crazy, so on and so forth, bro. You have to let them fall on their own demise. The message ain't meant for them. It's meant for them to fall. It might be hard for you to accept because you love them. It's your family, your friends, people you've grown up with on a day-to-day basis. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to find yourself constantly trying to run behind them on a day-to-day basis, trying to make them realize and see the things you see. But the fact of the matter is that they're not vibrating at the frequency in which you vibrate at. So therefore, they can't see the things that you see. You see what I'm saying? So you're only wasting your time and your energy trying to constantly wake them up because whether you want to believe it or not, man, it's not going to change. Believe me, I've tried. I've tried on several occasions to wake the people up around me on a day-to-day basis, bro, until I had to really, really just give up on it because I had to truly believe that it's not meant for them to wake up. Their genetics are not meant to activate at this time, right? You have to understand, it's only going to be 144,000 people that is going to be chosen to ascend, right? And unfortunately, some of those people that are going to be chosen to ascend, it's not going to be your family. You see what I'm saying? And for the chosen ones, I want y'all to understand that it's only really one chosen one in every family. And nine times out of ten, that chosen one is going to be the black sheep of the family. It's going to be the one that grew up in a lot of chaos, right? The one that was rejected on a day-to-day basis, bro. Those are going to be the ones that are going to be the chosen ones in the family, right? So when you come from a history like that, when you talk about a group of people, right, who ain't, you know, who are not used to you vibing at a certain frequency, bro. They used to you being in a lot of chaos, so on and so forth. Then you try to come in with that positive energy, bro. They're only going to dismiss it, bro, because they still see you in the same light that they saw you when you was in your BS. You see what I'm saying? And I want y'all to know, bro, that the sooner you realize that, bro, the better off you're going to be. Okay? I can't stress that enough, bro. Me, personally, bro, I gave up on it a long time ago with understanding, bro, I'm not here to wake the sleep or the sheep, okay? I'm here to wake the lion, bro, because in the time that we're in, it's a spiritual warfare that's going on right now, bro, and we don't need nobody around us walking sleep like a motherfucking zombie. We need the lions, bro, okay? We need the warriors right now, bro, okay? That's who we need right now. I don't want nobody around me walking around like a chicken with their head cut off because they can't see the things I see because they refuse to see them, bro, because they still stuck in the matrix. I don't need them around me. So please don't waste no time, bro. Please. You're only going to drain yourself. You're only going to drain yourself, okay? People still caught up in what the celebrities doing, so on and so forth, bro. You see what I'm saying? They still caught up in, you know, the programming. Okay? They still allowing the television to manifest their realities on a day-to-day basis. They still allowing, you know, the radio. They want to be a part of the system. You can't take a bot and stop a bot from being a bot. Okay? Ain't nothing there. We talked about this before. Ain't nothing there. Okay? And see, what's going to happen is you trying to wake these bots up, you're going to probably end up getting sucked back in that position to where you're going to be a bot. You see what I'm saying? You're going to end up in a situation where you're going to be a bot. Dang, look, let me tell you something, bro. Majority of y'all that's here right now have been through some type of trauma in your life that led you to this situation to where you started to see the things, bro, that can't nobody around you see. You see what I'm saying? And I want you to understand that you went through that trauma because it was meant for you to go through that trauma so that your genetics would activate and you would start to begin to walk into your power so that you would start to begin to shake some shit up around you. Okay? You see what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. You shaking some stuff up, bro, because the time is now. It's not tomorrow. All right? You see what I'm saying? It's not going to be a couple days from now. Couple months from now, the time is now. You see what I'm saying? All right? And so with that being said, man, you know, I want y'all to understand, bro, last month around the time we seen Young Thug, right, sister passed away. What did I tell y'all? I said, hey, y'all be careful. Be careful out here. Don't just be laying your cups around nobody. You see what I'm saying? Don't just be smoking with nobody, any and everybody. You see what I'm saying? Don't just be trusting anybody, bro. This is free game. This is free game. You need to open your ears. You see what I'm saying? And listen closely. All right? I said because we're right now with the summer solstice, man, and we're going to see a lot of more of this going on, not only on the celebrity level, but on our level of life as well. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, this is my issue, right, with a lot of the bloggers, right, that come along, a lot of the other spiritual leaders that come along, right, and they want to wake y'all up or call themselves trying to wake y'all up. I'm not knocking them, but the thing is they will make you think that sacrifices only happen on the level of celebrity when it's happening on it's happening on an everyday basis around us. But see, since the majority of the people who get their information get it from the internet, they get it from the news media platforms, so on and so forth, bro, then they're giving them the information, and they're making them seem like the only ones that's doing the evil and the only one that you truly have to worry about is going to be on the level of sacrifices, right? You see what I'm saying? I mean, on the level of celebrity. I apologize. But I want you to understand that it could easily be you. I am a living witness, bro. I'm a living witness, right? Okay? So today, okay, I want y'all to understand what is going on. I was listening to Jamie Foxx. I actually heard about what was going on with Jamie Foxx, okay? I don't know how many of you know that Jamie Foxx just, you know, he ended up in the hospital, okay, due to whatever reason. I thought it was his throat or something like that. You know, I wanted to sit back and really listen to find out what was going on. But it was a sudden thing he ended up in the hospital for. Okay, like an almost overnight thing, right? And so as I allowed things to, you know, come out, now I'm starting to find out that Jamie Foxx is saying that, you know, he feels like someone is trying to sabotage him. You see what I'm saying? And trying to basically knock him off. You feel where I'm coming from? And look, I'm getting somewhere. I'm going somewhere with this, okay? I'm going somewhere with this. Right now, they are trying to knock. I told y'all, right? Summer solstice is slowly approaching, bro. We already know a lot of the celebrities don't get knocked off, but they chose that life. So guess what? I'm not feeling sorry for those celebrities, bro, when they knew what they were getting into it, to when they got into it, 9 times out of 10. They chose to walk that life. You feel what I'm saying? So why am I feeling sorry for somebody who knew what he was getting into when he got into it? But I will use this as a teaching lesson for those of you who are willing to listen, and for those of you who are willing to see, who are willing to receive this lesson or these words or this message in the best light. All right? What was just talking about a couple days ago? I was just telling y'all, right? I said, hey, y'all, the game never changes, bro. They use the same game, whether it be on the celebrity level or on our level of life, okay? And these are jewels that I'm dropping right now, right? Because you have to understand, bro, that, you know, money means nothing. Money means nothing. They're how you running around, you know, going crazy over money that really means nothing, you know, because it's nothing more than illusion. They're proving it right now, and they slowly begin to snatch the money away from us. They're proving it, right? You see what I'm saying? Somebody say it's time for him to give his soul up to Jamie Foxx. That may be the case, but I want y'all to understand this, right? What did they say happened to Jamie Foxx? Why was he suddenly rushed to the hospital, y'all? Okay? They said that he was rushed to the hospital for a stroke. A stroke. You see what I'm saying? For a stroke. Now, what did I just tell y'all, bro? Since the year 2020, since the hot sauce situation came in, bro, we have not watched this many people pass away due to asthma attacks, strokes, okay, and heart attacks. You feel me? So pay attention, because guess what, bro? The sun is coming along, bro, and I can guarantee you there's going to be people around you, if they have not already, starting to pass away due to asthma attacks, heart attacks, and stroke. This is the game that is being played, and it's not just being played on the celebrity level. It's being played right next door to you. And unfortunately, some of your family members are going to be involved.
Yep.
This is why I say don't trust nobody. Don't trust nobody. Like he said, bro, you know, I can just tell somebody around me, you know, is trying to sabotage me. And when I heard those words, bro, I truly felt them in my heart because I've been through it. Okay? It was somebody specifically just trying to sabotage my life, bro. They were trying to do everything. They wanted to take everything away from me. But guess what? I'm a chosen one. I'm divinely protected. So everything that they thought they took from me, I got it back tenfold, okay? I got it back tenfold. And the chances are, those same very people that tried to take from me, that worked along with them, bro, they losing everything right now. They falling. They falling. You understand what I'm saying? But I want y'all to understand, bro, the ancestors are here right now, 111. Guess what's happening, bro? Drug-induced homicide. I'm talking about happening on a mass scale right now. It's happening on a mass scale. Summer solstice. Hey, y'all see what they doing, bro. They messing with my lives right now. This is how I know when I'm hitting them, they come through. They mess with my lives, y'all. I want y'all to understand, bro. Summer solstice is slowly approaching right now. Andre Smith, 111, he said, you seen it, bro. Ancestors in here, you feel me? Somebody, Pamela A. Carter said 100-fold. It's approaching. So these demons, the ones that own demon time, y'all, they most definitely looking for somebody to sacrifice, bro. You ain't got to believe it. You can let this go in one in and out the other, bro, but you need to know that your next-door neighbor, bro, your next-door neighbor could be a demonic spirit, and you don't even know it. Your brother could be a demonic. Your sister, your mother, your husband, your wife, so on and so forth, they could be a demonic spirit, and you don't even know it, bro. You see what I'm saying? So I'm telling you that right now, bro, just like I said, bro, you watching Jamie Foxx go through it, bro. I told y'all this is the tactics that they use, bro. They use it right now. They're trying to make it look like everyone is passing away is doing so due to natural causes.
No,
and that's not the fact.
Murder.
It's family. It was somebody around him, bro. I can guarantee you, bro, it was somebody around him that he trusted enough to lay that drink around, to probably smoke with, to make his food. You understand what I'm saying? To end up hitting him on the head, and he could feel it because guess what? His spirit is talking to him. His soul is warning him of the destruction because the warning always comes before the destruction. So his soul is already letting him know, hey, watch your back because somebody is on your top. So that only tells me that, one, he got somebody in his corner. Somebody praying for him. You see what I'm saying? Somebody is praying for him. Take heed to the word that I'm telling y'all, bro. I was looking what's going on with R. Kelly. That's another situation where I'm telling y'all some souls is approaching and they trying to get their sacrifices in. Y'all like it up in Jerry, man. This information, man, somebody is going to need to hear. Thanks, Juju, Maccabees, thanks for tagging. I am awake too, man. Somebody needs to hear this, bro. It's getting hot outside, bro. Look at what's going on with Kells, man. They trying to knock Kells off, and there ain't no telling that he's going to make it. Blood clots and everything. I want y'all to know everything that they are going through is done by the van, bro. And this could easily be you. This could easily be you. See, my biggest issue is that there's so many people out here who think that I'll be talking, right, when I tell you, right, it is the community that is involved with this. It is a community that is involved with this. It's going to be people that's going to get next door neighbor going to be involved. The people at the grocery store going to be involved. When you go to the hospital, they're going to be involved. When it's a target on your back, it's way bigger than what you think it is. The only one that can save you is the Most High, and I'm telling you, the ancestors. And in a time like that, you most definitely going to have to allow your spirit to guide you. You most definitely going to have to understand when it's time to listen to your soul, to that gut feeling. You understand what I'm saying? I don't never want to. Don't get comfortable. Do not get comfortable. Bro, I'm telling y'all, bro, don't get comfortable. I don't want you to be afraid, but don't be a fool. Don't be afraid, but don't be a fool because we know, you know, the Most High never gave us the spirit of fear to begin with. We warriors. You understand what I'm saying? Fact. Marcus Dwayne said, all you got to do is open your eyes because it's right in front of your face, bro. And that be the problem, bro. It be a lot of people, bro. They be doing, bro. They be doing like, bro, some ain't right. Something ain't right. And yet still, they go against that gut feeling. They go against that gut feeling. I want y'all to understand that something is happening, right? Right now, something is happening, right? On a mass scale. Demonic spirits is, this demon energy that we hear right now is happening on a large scale. Protect your energy. When I say protect your energy, man, look, you got to make sure you're around the right people, bro. As a matter of fact, man, you know, your circle should be so small that you're talking to yourself. That's how small your circle needs to be at a time like this, bro. And know that even if your circle that small, look, even then you can't trust these people, bro. Even then you probably can't trust these people. Bro, look, y'all don't understand, bro. I mean, I get the chills when I start to think about this, bro. I get the chills when I start to think about these type of things, bro, because I know what I've been through personally, bro. I know what so many other people have been through that have come through my inbox, bro, and shared their stories with me. Stories that I can relate to. Stories that I can truly relate to, bro. And I'm here to tell y'all that right now, look, the answer is 111. Stories that I can relate to. I'm here to tell y'all right now, bro, that it's real, bro. This is not cap. This is not that. Okay? It's not cap and it's not that, bro. You can easily be on the receiving end of the stick, right? And that receiving side of that stick that you got, bro, could be the, I'm telling you, bro, you can end up, bro, lose your life. There's going to be a lot of people talking about hard conversations right now. I want y'all to understand, bro, that, you know, with a lot of these people, man, they using benzene, y'all. Benzene is probably the only poison that they can do these type of things with and get away with it. Why do I say benzene? Benzene is a poison that immediately disappears after something like this fast. You feel me? Like this fast, as soon as it's a woman. So if you don't make it to the hospital, right, within a certain amount of time, even if they pull your blood, they're not going to find it in your system. So, of course, they're going to say, man, we don't know what happened to them. A heart-healthy person. Ain't nobody paying attention, bro. I sat back and I meditated on some things the other day, man. I said, look, last year, the year before last year, I saw people that was in great health passing in the strangest ways, bro. And that's because it was enemies in their circle, bro. It's an organ harvesting ring that is going on, bro. It ain't just in this community. It's in your community, too. It's in your community, too. Whether you want to believe it or not, for a lot of people right now, bro, organs is the quickest way that they could possibly get rich. When you think about what's going on the black market, how much an organ is actually going for on the black market.
Bad shit.
Okay? I want y'all to pay attention. Who else did these things happen to on a smaller scale that was not celebrities? Okay? Shanquilla Robinson. Okay? Why do I say Shanquilla Robinson? Because it was first reported that she had alcohol poisoning. Now, if they knew that they had beat this girl up and it was possible that they could have crushed her head, why would they say alcohol poisoning when they knew that it was going to come back and be true? Because somebody had put something in that girl's drink. You ain't got to believe me. And then, look, they said that medical attendants said that she was dehydrated. Okay? We know that liquor is going to make you dehydrated to begin with. You see what I'm saying? Liquor makes you dehydrated. But someone else can come along and think I had another compound for that drink, bro, and it's going to make them extra and over dehydrated to the point where, you know, I want you to understand, you have a heart attack because you are dehydrated, okay? That's why you have a heart attack. You feel me? This is why, listen to the words that come out of my mouth. So it's a strategic movement. They're giving you something that's going to, you know, get you dehydrated so that you can have a heart attack. We've seen the same thing happen to Kanika Jenkins, bro. They put something in her drink, and it was all for organ. It was all for organ. When you look at the black market right now, bro, y'all got to understand, livers is going for $200,000-$300,000, man. A heart is going for like a half a billion. When we talk about what's going on a large scale, when we can get, imagine somebody getting four or five bodies. You see what I'm saying? Hey, little Matt, what you mean locked up on me? Reflection. So, you know, I really just want y'all to pay attention to what's going on, man, because, you know, I'm telling y'all right now, bro, we live in demon town right now, bro. The summer solstice is slowly approaching, bro. And, you know, unfortunately, bro, for those of you who have been getting attacked in the past, bro, and you got comfortable to the point where you think that it's over with, bro, I want you to look. Don't believe it. In fact, you're talking about the heart game, little Mount? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Kanika had an organ missing on her autopsy. You understand what I'm saying? She was targeted, bro. And I know a lot of people ain't going to like me when I say this, bro, but I want y'all to understand it, bro, that, you know, Kanika was targeted. See, her family was in on it, bro. I don't care who sees this, bro, or nothing, bro. My spirit told me that a long time ago, bro. And I'm not the only one who could see that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because in times like this, you have to understand, bro, that there's nobody going to be able to touch you if they ain't that close to you, bro. And ain't nobody close to you than family. So they knew what was going on. Her friends, they knew what was going on. And that's what saddens me about the situation, bro. When you sit back and you watch people and how they fail to be charming, bro, because they become so comfortable that they don't believe it happened to them, right? It's like, didn't you learn from Kanika Jenkins? Did we not learn anything from Kanika Jenkins? You know, every woman in America who watched the story that took place with Kanika Jenkins should always have their square up about their friends. Not just the women. Men, we have a reason, especially if you're in the streets. If you call yourself running the streets and you trusting your friends, you the dumbest nigga Jesus died for, okay? You see what I'm saying? dumbest motherfuckers. Look, you know if you a street boy, you ain't supposed to be trusting nobody. You see what I'm saying? Because your dog is easily turned into a snake. Right. Just like Kokio knew, say Kendrick was rolled up in a mat, or he missed as well. You understand what I'm saying? But my thing is, did anybody learn from Kanika Jenkins, bro? Ain't nobody learned from Kanika Jenkins? Not to mention, we had Shaquilla happen as a reminder. Okay? So even if they don't get justice for their situation, at least we can learn from it. In situations like this, man, it has to be continuously repeated, right? Because we learn through repetition. So if I'm coming on here, right, and I'm telling you, bro, watch your friends, bro. The dog will be, you know, the same people you love, I hate their blood. You see what I'm saying? If I'm coming on here every day telling you that, bro, then eventually it's going to be stuck to you like glue. It's going to be stuck to you like glue, bro. Don't be laying your drinks around nobody, bro. Don't be smoking with nobody. I know it's people. God will do what y'all want to do, bro. I'm talking about in terms of drinking, smoking, and doing those type of things, bro. I'm not here, you know, to tell you what to do when it comes to that. But I'm here to tell you, bro, if you going to the bathroom, take that drink to the bathroom with you. You feel what I'm saying? If you gonna smoke something, make sure you, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you done sit there and watch and roll it, or you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody walk out with that beat. Don't let them walk out with that blunt, that backwood. Don't let nobody pull your drinks. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. I advise you, man, to go get your own little pint. If you don't drink, go get your own little pint, keep it in your back pocket, pull your own drinks. You see what I'm saying? It's real, y'all. Rasheem Carter, what's going on with Rasheem Carter, Chris Bowe? I'm going to have to check on that, man. Rasheem Carter. I'm going to have to check on that. I'm going to look into that name. Facts. You know what I'm saying, bro? Too many people right now at this time, you know, their past, bro, close to similar situations because they put their trust in people. So they let guards down to the point where they didn't believe that, you know, their time was going to come. You think these people, man, thought that it was going to be over with for them like that? They didn't think that. As a matter of fact, they thought that they was going to stay there when they went to wherever they went to. They end up transitioning or passing away the way that they did. J-Lo Mack said, we've been giving the same game to these niggas potentially. That's facts. You see what I'm saying, bro? I'm a little old, bro. I played in the streets, bro. So first and foremost, I don't trust nobody to begin with. But when I went through what I went through, bro, and I started to see, you feel me, things on a larger scale, bro, when I seen it was really people out here trying to poison me, trying to knock me off on the slide and make it look like it was a natural cause, bro, that's when my eyes really woke up. I'm like, no, uh-uh. It's real out here, bro. They ain't coming straight at you. That's saying, bro, look, the snakes be your closest friend. The snakes be hubby. The snakes be wifey. The snakes be best friend. You see what I'm saying? That's who the snakes be. That's who they truly be, bro. Because, look, bro, hey, look, this is going to go over a lot of people here, but I want y'all to understand, bro, it's really and truly people out here right now that's a part of these organ harvesting rings, bro, that are offering people money for their organs, bro. And when I say it's on a large scale, when I say the community is involved, I mean the police is involved. I mean the judge is involved. You understand what I'm saying? I mean the doctors are involved. This is how big it is. So when you come in, they already know what's going on, bro. And everybody's going to get their palms greased, including your mother and your mama, okay? Including the OG going to get up palms greased. You see what I'm saying? Just how big it is, bro. I had somebody come on my lab and say, you're wrong. How are you going to tell someone that their moms are nothing more than the portal that they came through? Because if you understand things from a spiritual aspect, then you understand, bro, that this is not so spiritual family, and that's why it's so easy for people around you to cross you. And whether you want to believe it or not, the same people that's crossing you in this lifetime, 9 times out of 10, they tried to cross you in the last lifetime. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody say, I don't even walk with my family. I see through so much. Yeah, that's facts. Sometimes you got to exclude yourself from them. You feel me? But see, I'm going to tell y'all, man, you got to understand, bro, in a situation like that, bro, when people think that they're aligning themselves with somebody, bro, that's going to bring them so much in life, you have to understand, bro, that they ultimately put themselves in a situation that, you know, going to get them in the same situation as well. So, I mean, you know, the sick thing about some people is a lot of people feel like they're getting away with things. When in all actuality, they're not getting away with nothing. Okay? Karma is real, bro. And they're going to pay their karma back. I watched it happen. I watched it happen, bro. The same people that was attacking me did get attacked, and I'm still getting attacked right now. They still getting attacked right now. So karma is most definitely real, and they're going to pay for it, whether it be in this lifetime or the next lifetime.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and stop that right there. You know what I mean? So, again, guys, to be aware. All right, so let's see.
And when I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy, I'm aware that I'm sad, I'm aware that I'm, you know, old, I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everyone.
love that. All right, you guys. Oh, to be aware, okay? That was a lot. And many that intake that information, many know what's going on, you know. And again, this is why it is an extension. I see why the divine divinity laid out like this, because it's an extension of the things that go on in the shadows. You know, we have no idea of the football that's being played or the games that's being played, the bets that are being made, you know what I mean, on people's lives. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we have come to, and this is what has been going on behind the scenes, guys, behind in the curtains, you know what I'm saying? It's sad to say. It could, allegedly, all right, be the closest people to you that set you up, you know, and it was a profitable gain, you know what I'm saying, and you don't think, you know, like for a second, you know, when we do this stuff, like we don't think about our children, we don't think about you know, our legacies and our bloodlines, you know, could be, you know what I mean? We don't think on a larger scale. All we want is what we want in that moment, in a quick fix, in a fast money scheme, you know what I'm saying, is profitable, but you just cursed your whole bloodline. You just cursed you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think, like, what the fuck are we really doing in these shadows, bro? Like, really? Oh, y'all. You know, I mean, and the root is money. Boy, no, power. Power, that's it. Bro. Anyway. All right, so back to, I felt that that's important, guys, because, again, to be aware, all right, that's important because it's good on. And many are getting away with things that, yeah. However, okay, I'm just going to leave that right there, y'all. Because, man. Whew, okay, so slavery is nothing more than human trafficking. I felt that was important because we have to understand the organ harvesting and the games that we play as far as each other's lives, you know, and it's not just the white people that's doing it, it's our very own skin color that are setting people up and sacrificing people, as using their family members as collateral, you know, for these financial gains and all of this ludicrous shit that we would think is just celebrity shit, but it's happening in our own fucking backyard, y'all. Man. All right, so, you know, I don't like this heavy shit, but the ancestors and the divinity wants me to talk about it. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and listen to Brother Wisdom. And, you know, he goes to point out how powerful we are. You know what I'm saying? We've always been more powerful. We have never been a minority. and things like that. So I want to insert this into this podcast, guys, as well, because this is also very important. And then we'll go ahead and get into the lecture. I'm going to pause the lecture, the long lecture, because it's like 2 hours and 30 minutes. I'm not going to be that long. So I'm going to put the video credits that you guys know in the show notes to all of the commentary that I use. Shout out to everybody that I picked, selected in this podcast, because you guys are awesome. I love to see other people that I feel, you know what I'm saying, that are not about an agenda, you know, because it's not about agenda and profit and money, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. You know, it's just like, do we really truly have compassion for one another and uplifting one another without the money agenda, y'all? Damn.
Brothers and sisters, and people all over this realm, my people, the original people, have endured so much. You have seen so much, all the way down to the children. Children have seen horrific things that a child should never see. But the system, these factions that we're dealing with, well, you know, this is their agenda. They created a game that they wanted us to play. You need to understand this. There is no government. There never was a government. Right? There never was a government. There never was a system set up as a government, which is, government literally means mind control system. You know, there was never a mind control system. It was all set up to make you believe. It was all mental. See, these are mental things that were created to make you think that you are a lesser power, when in reality, brothers and sisters, you have always been on top of everything. And the reason why you've been on top of everything is because you have a system, all right, which is a syndicate, a conglomerate, who wants to make you think that you're always on the bottom, when you have always been on the top, my people. You have always been on the top. All of you so-called black people of this realm, what they call this world, all of you so-called black people, you have always been on top. You have never been on the bottom. This is why you have a system that was designed to hover around money, to make you think that because you had less money, you were less fortunate. But in reality, you are the most fortunate ones, because you are the original beings. And they know that whatever you need to be to get done will get done. So they have to keep you in a mental form to make you think that you were less than them because you did not have their creative money. So our people kill, steal, destroy just to get those slave takers called money. All right? Our people kill, steal, and destroy. And they pattern after the well-known enemy. Okay? Because they felt like, well, I could be powerful. I could be this. I could be that. If I only get this money. You've always been on top. This is why they gave you religion. Like you said before, but this is religion. It's the biggest, the largest witchcraft, illusion ever created. That's all witchcraft is. I mean, I'm sorry, that's all religion is, but a form of witchcraft to get you to one outside of yourself. When they knew that you were supposed to go within yourself, they knew that. That's why they gave Jesus and Allah and God and Jehovah and Yahushua and all these, they gave you all these different beings and names so that you could feel like, you know, you're talking to someone, and they made the preachers sound real good. These preachers signed these 501c3s. They made the preachers make the called real good, so that when you are in a hit of a mess, and you feel real good, because it's like methyl cocaine. It's like a methyl cocaine, and you feel real good while you're doing all these yelling and screaming and hollering for whatever. Okay? You feel real good. And then when you step outside the church, how it hits, nothing changes. So they gave you this placebo called Jesus, because they knew you were always on top, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, you have always been on top. All right? You've always been on top. You've never been on the bottom. That's one thing that you've got to realize. You've always been on top. And we have an enemy who plays the mental game to make you think that you are less than them. So if I have these shoes, if I have these clothes, if I have this position, brothers and sisters, it's important that you understand. When we say understand, you stand within yourself. When you say overstand, you stand above yourself. When you say understand, you stand under yourself. This is like three ways to keep yourself in alignment. Understand, overstand, and understand that the enemy works very hard because he needs fear from you. You have always been on top. That's why they have their police surrounding one brother, surrounded by, 10 police officers, 10 taxi police officers, one brother, one sister. Because they know how your potential, how powerful you can be. And this is where we are bringing you back to, brothers and sisters. See, we're destroying the money. All right? We're destroying the money from the inside. We tell brothers and sisters, I've told brothers and sisters, and it literally scared them. They didn't understand because, they've been conditioned to think that this is their source of power. This is their source of energy. This is what they need in order to be powerful. You're destroying their life. You have always been on top, brothers and sisters. You've always been on top. And now, as we are watching everything change, brothers and sisters, we are watching things take place at a hyper rapid pace. We're watching things change at a rapid pace. You're starting to see that our thoughts are literally controlling everything. Our emotions are controlling everything. Our feelings are controlling everything. The words we speak are controlling everything. Our hearts, our spirits, our souls are controlling everything that these sectors have created in their system, and we're destroying the money from the inside. We are destroying their money. We're destroying their system. They have never been a government. All right? Think about it. There has never been a government. All right? They need you to think that there is a government where there's only a few people coming together, a few people, what they call bureaucrats, a few people coming together, and that they have rule over the majority of the people, and the majority of the people are the original beings. You have never been under anything. You have always been on top of everything, which is why you have an enemy
work so hard to try to keep you down mentally, because spiritually they can't do it. Soulfully they can't do it. And this is why they have taken aims to try to kill us off, because, like I said, there's only a few of them. There's only a few of them. And you are the many, brothers and sisters. You outnumber them. 10,000 to 1. You outnumber them. All over this realm, you outnumber them. You have never, ever, ever, brothers and sisters, been on the bottom. You have always been on top. I reiterate that. Because if you were ever on the bottom, you would never have been attacked so greatly by a species who's far lesser than us. They attack mentally, spiritually. They even use their attack by attacking our minds to make our brothers and sisters want to go to other species who are not indigenous to this realm to mate with. They have sisters who focus on nothing but money. The only way I can have something, the only way I can be with somebody is they got a lot of money. It's not about spirit and soul. It's not about spiritual strength. They got to have a lot of money because they need to be identified. They can only identify with this false energy called money. You have never been on the bottom, my brothers and sisters. And to all you other species who are not indigenous to this realm and to this planet, you are doomed for extinction. And once you're gone, you'll never come back. That's why your people takes part in the cloning process. They need to clone you all, because this is the only way to keep your species here is through the cloning process. And we will find those cloning, those what you call, I call them cloning hives. It's like hives that they have, you know. Those are where they clone their people just to increase their population. After April 21st, which is only a few calendar days away, after April 21st, we will literally watch this entire system crumble, and we'll watch the death rate of the non-indigenous beings literally just go off the wall. I mean, it's going to be off the hook. We're going to see this. This is their time as a timekeeper, the cosmic prince, the cosmic elder. It is my duty to make sure that everything that is set forth that takes place, I'll make sure that it is overseen. Brothers and sisters, you have never been on the bottom. You have never been on the bottom. All right? Understand why your enemies work so hard to want to control the air, to want to control your mind, to want they need to have this to make you think that you're on the bottom. They need you to make you think that you are on the bottom, when in reality, you have always been on the top. There's never been a time where you have never been on top, brothers and sisters. This is why you have an enemy who works so hard. They don't want you to really come together. They don't want you to come together in a state of war, because in reality, they cannot beat you. They cannot defeat you. They cannot defeat the angelic beings. They cannot defeat the primordials. And they know this. This is something that is well known among their species. You have never been on the bottom, my brothers and sisters. You have always been on the top. You have always been at the pinnacle of everything. We told you this is why they put things on the news, because they need your approval. So when you start saying, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do this, they're going to do this, okay, we got their approval. So you have always been on the top. You think they go to their people to make things happen? No. They come to you. And that's why neoglands of the sleeping original people were shut off, because they were approving everything. And now that the brothers and sisters who were fully awakened are seeing things how they're happening, we're disapproving of, and we say, no, we don't approve of this. See, you have never been on the bottom, brothers and sisters. You've never been on the bottom. You were never enslaved, according to what they said. You are the teachers. You are the ones who taught these Saxons and these Orientals everything that they know. Because when they came to this room, that's a part of this planetary structure, they didn't know anything. You are the original creators of technology. Who was it that created the internet that we know today? A brother. Who was it that created the computers that we know today? A brother. Who is it that created the cars that we drive in today? Brothers and sisters. Come on now. Just like we said, everything that you see in the movies is based on our history. You have never been on the bottom. You have always been on the top, but you never know that you were on the top, because you were told that you were at the bottom, and you believed that you were at the bottom. And therefore, you carried yourself in the manner that you were at the bottom. So therefore, because you say, well, I'm at the bottom, I might as well kill my own. I might as well steal from them. I might as well do this, not knowing that you were always at the top. Out of all this technology created, they still can't make it snow the way they want to, because the original people, our frequencies and vibrations have risen. And we say, hey, we got to rebuild our towers. We got to rebuild everything that was taken away from us. What did we say? George Lucas based Star Wars on our culture, our history, the Atlanteans. He based Star Wars on our history. Dragon Ball Z. Avatar, X-Men, Superman, Spider-Man, all based on our history, our legacy. Everything was based on us, brothers. You have never been on the bottom. You have always been on the top. Politically, according to the books that they wrote to make you think that you were at the bottom, of course, in the books, you were at the bottom. Oh, yeah, you were slave, and he hung you and did this and did that, and this and this person, this and that, and that person, that person, that person, this person. You were never at the bottom. You have always been on the top. This is why they gave you all these 50, these presidents and all this stuff here, these beings that never existed, the lies that they told in the history books that they wrote. Because they needed you to think that you were at the bottom, that you were nothing. They didn't want you to think that you were the greatest creators of every level of technology ever created. It is you, my brothers and sisters, and this is what you must return to. This is what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about this on a daily basis. You must return to the technology that you come from. You must return to this energy that you come from. You must return to this power that you come from. Don't think that you're just sitting back and waiting on something. No. Everything is waiting on you, my people. Everything is waiting on you. Everything is waiting on you. You're the ones who've been waiting on. You're the God. You're the Christ. You're the Holy Spirit. You're the ones that you've been waiting on. You're the one that's waiting on. You have never been at the bottom, my people, my brothers and sisters of this carbon construct all over this realm. You have never been at the bottom. You've always been at the top, but you have an enemy who wants you to think that you're at the bottom, which means that you must find new ways back into the spiritual path. Put yourself and make yourself known that you are at the top. It's already known that you're at the top, but you must make yourself known that you're at the top, because they have always been at the bottom. That's why they had to create things to make you think that they are, oh, we're this rich and this. Like I told brothers at work, I said, you see all these people going to the grocery store, buying all this stuff here, and they buying all these cars. I said, don't think they have nice businesses. I told them, these people, these 75% of these taxes, 75 to 80% of these taxes are on welfare. And up to $70 to $80 per year in government services. At the beginning of each year, they have some $40,000 to $60,000 dropped in a bank account. And they get vouchers for food. They get vouchers for daycare. They get vouchers for mortgage. They get all kinds of vouchers. Are you think they're doing good? No. You have brothers and sisters who actually own homes, who are actually doing good, who actually prestigious brothers and sisters, but you don't need the money to show that you are on top, because you're already on top, because you're original. You've always been on top. You have never been on the bottom. Never, ever, ever been on the bottom. There's never a time that we have been on the bottom, brothers and sisters. This is how we talk about the war on drugs. Why do you think they want to attack us, put the drugs in our neighborhood, make us think that we were lesser than them, make us think that we had all this money for selling drugs, then we could be like our enemies, not knowing that they want us to lower our frequency so that we can be like them. This is where they talked about equality. It was them who was pushing the whole equality thing. It wasn't us. Basically, they were saying, we need y'all to lower your frequencies to our level, and we need you to be human like us. That's what they were saying. We need you to be human. We need you to be angelic beings. Know who you are. We need you to become humans. So you are the bottom, brother. You never at the bottom. You always at the top. You always be at the top. But we need you. We need you all to show these beings. We need you all to show these beings that you're truly at the top. All right? We need you to show these beings that you're truly at the top. All right, brothers and sisters? So I pass this on to you. You understand everything you're saying? All right? All power to the most sacred. So let's share the beings like that.
You know, thank, oh, man. Jasper Wisdom. Love his commentary, man. He talks about building, you guys. There are I agree with him when they say building. When he says building, like building, recreating the structure, recreating the towers, recreating, you know, we do need to do that. You know what I mean? There are people that we know that have so much within them, you know, so much intelligence and wisdom as far as the projection of creations, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel somebody needs to hear, like, you don't have to be ashamed of your gifts. You know what I mean? You don't have to be ashamed of your gifts, because they can be so suppressed to the point to where we just seem to lose them. You know, there's a saying that says, don't die with your music still in you. You know what I mean? And a lot of people cross over with their music still within them because of all these things, these limitations that, you know, go up against you as far as your own authentic self. You know what I mean? So now's a good time to just evaluate that, you guys. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So if you note that there is definitely, you just really think that when you attempting to do better, when you attempting to do good, there's always something that's oppressing you or seems to want it. It's like a force, an unseen force that's always wanting to bring you back down. The true crabs in a bucket is energy. You know, this energy that when you start to rise and when you start low, it doesn't like that. So the energy also manifests within people. You know what I mean? And there's a lot going on, y'all. So let's go ahead and get into it. Rod Hayes teaches divine wisdom on love. I'm not sure why I chose this and titled it slavery. You know what I mean? So anyway, him and it looks like a few goddesses and stuff like that. Talk about it. So we're going to listen to this for about an hour, if that long, to kind of introduce it. And tomorrow I will, it's probably going to be a part 3 series on this. So let's see. Let's see what these brothers and sisters have to say. You guys know how I come in and out to discuss. We want to get away from being black, though. So let's see.
Let's go grab my stuff up in here right now. Grab my book dealer. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming with the camel piece. What up, sis? Peace. How you doing?
I am great.
Good. I'm so glad to see your face.
I'm always happy to see your face.
Today is going to be an exciting day. I just want to make sure I get everything hooked up. I'm going to hook up my stuff over here because, you know, we got to have the way we can monitor comments. I got my candle lit. I'm so juiced today.
Yeah, I'm sending out the live. So, you know, we got to send out this live, get our people on here.
Yes, we do. I want to turn the volume down over here on there. Okay, so we're going to get it started. So, hey, there we go. We got our brother. And you know what? I think that the best
through the roof is what I want to say.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us just about some very powerful things. So we have a Harambe Monday right now.
Yes.
And I'm Queen Dila. I'm from Oakland, California. And this is my sister, Tracy. Let them know who you are.
So I'm Tracy, Exotic Link from Oakland, California. And, you know, I'm just one of the sisters. I'm one of the elder sisters in our tribe, a community of people who are just, you know, doing the work enough so that we are actually in accompaniment with you. We are stewards of culture and stewards of the knowing. And so we are, because one of the biggest things, we started off with Kwanzaa, which we do every year.
Explain all of this so we can step back and just give you the floor to just do what you do so beautifully, which is just enlighten us.
The stages and parts. You have a training part, then you got a trial part.
So beautifully, which is just enlighten us on what it is that we need to be present to. So again, I just want to give a little bit of that backstory so you understand how this all came together for us and how powerful it is to just be in a room with you and have this discussion. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It is such an honor to have you here with us.
So we're talking mental health side awareness. The first thing that you all know is that most of the mental illnesses we experience is taught to us. the learned patterns of apathetic behaviors, right? So you do something that makes you feel bad, but you won't stop doing it, so you continuously feel worse. Right, if you can't take it no more. Most people don't know that life is broke up into stages and parts. You have a training part, then you got a trial part, then you got a training part, then you got a trial part, so you finish to a certain level. You can only rise to your own level. We got power in us, but we got different degrees of it. That's what you call your spiritual ranking. If we stop telling the children that they're soft, they'll stop being soft. So we're teaching them to quit. Instant gratification. Can't nobody wait 30 minutes for nothing. Mm-hmm. You got to wait 30 minutes to bug out. I got to wait. It's part of life is wait. You have more weight in life than you're going to do anything else. So if you don't learn the patience, it's always be a stir on your emotional body. Your emotions is not your, you're supposed to use your emotions to navigate life. That's all of the light through the dashboard, right? And the first part for mental health is to determine if the emotion is in contact. So sometimes you're supposed to be mad as hell. Sometimes you got to punch somebody in the face to do the right thing. Right? But we take that off the table as an option because we're trying to get to this kind of gentler humanity where everybody got a rainbow flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the only way you can do that is to emasculate the males and masculinize the females. World reverse. The males become emasculated, they already suffer the mental illness at that point. Right? So as soon as the woman feels that she has to carry on the whole burden of carrying the whole family by herself, that's also creating the mental illness. Because it's an isolation. Right? So you could take a perfectly sane person. Most of these people can't stand to be in a silence with their own thoughts for a half hour. That's why they can't wait. They want to hurt. They want to silence the voices in their head because nobody never taught them how to control what's going on inside their head. Right? So when the hard part comes, the child don't know that it's supposed to be hard. Nobody ever told him. So he don't know how far he's supposed to go with this. So he just quit. And when he quit, we call it suicide. I'm not participating in the shenanigans no more. Right? I quit. I don't want to play this game called life. Right? Because the life is just an exercise that makes you strong enough to handle whatever comes. Has been denied, right? So you can't say certain stuff to your child no more. It's considered child abuse, right? My brother picked me up from the bus. Was getting some kind of award or somebody booed her, and she had a full meltdown. Tennis. It was a tennis player, right? And she went and got struck right after that. Couldn't pull herself back together. It's the difference between champions and losers. You know, some people can give up emotionally, but they don't know. They got all of the physical capabilities to win, but they quit emotionally. They shut down emotionally. Like the elephant with the string around his leg. You know, an elephant can break it, but he don't know it. Because when he was a baby, that string was a chain. So resistance comes. He quit, I quit. That's a mental illness. It's a created mental illness. Right? Because anytime the elephant is willing to stay chained up, he's living outside of his psychological healthiest position in life. And as long as he's living outside of his psychological healthy position, what they call homeostatic lifestyle, then he's living in a mental insanity. Right. And all an eternity is the deviation from what's classified as the norm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we tell the people they're crazy, insane, and they are actually geniuses trying to tell you something.
Bing, bing, bing.
Ooh.
Come on, y'all.
I saw that through my brother. So you speak in facts. Like, you know, my brother, he was a phenomenal vocalist. And
and any of y'all guys, the video creators is in the show notes, guys. Go like and subscribe to their channel. Rod Hayes. So Rod, R-O-D, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. Go and look at him on YouTube and watch his videos. Powerful brother, and he drops a lot of great wisdom. So I encourage all of you guys to go and like and subscribe and look and binge watch some of his content.
So, you know, somebody that touched many lives, and like what you're saying, when everybody was calling him crazy, to actually tap in into what I felt like was God on earth. Like, wow, you know, some of the things that he was present to through numbers and letters and how he was explaining them as like vehicles, you know, and us being careful with how we're traveling. And he was just present to a lot. He was giving a lot of downloads about like repetition and how to, you know, how we are learning and unlearning things. It was really powerful, you know. And for the typical person, it was like, dude, crazy, he's tripping. But I really paid attention to his energy. And like you said, he was tapping in into something that, you know, I still can't quite describe. But when he was just explaining it, that's what I was present to, you know?
You know, it's a meme floating around to say, smart people sound crazy to dumb people. But clarify that with more detail. This is what it's really saying. People that only have a certain amount of knowledge, they can't grasp mentally what a person of a higher knowledge base is talking about because they're not there yet.
Mm.
Right? So they sound crazy. Now, if you read about it in the literature, something called the rantings of the madman. All of the wise men, they said that they was on this rant where they sound crazy, but when you listen to what they're saying, it really makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us get caught in the cognitive dissonance and new information overload, so we don't even want that challenge, because we taught that anything that's hard, we need to quit. We're not supposed to struggle no more. Part of being here. How you gonna get stronger if you don't struggle? All you got to do is watch weightlifters. It's called weight resistance exercise. Gradually add more weight until you can lift more weight. Right? And the more you do it, the stronger you get. The stronger you get, the more you can lift. The more you can lift, now you're winning the championship. That's the same with life.
Right.
Life going to beat your ass when you're a kid. This will give you an easy time. But we can solve most of the problems just by informing the child that life is broke up in the parts. We just go through the hard stuff, right? That means that you're going through the test from all of the lessons that you just got done learning, right?
Right.
So now you have to be what they call long suffering. I mean, you have to be able to endure the hard stuff.
So, you know, I love this because I don't know about many parents, but versus trying to control our children, you know, that this is what you need to do, this is what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? I always desired an approach of trial and error, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to mess up, it's okay to suffer, it's okay to make mistakes because that's a part of life. You're going to do that, but not get crucified for that. You know, we damage a lot of children, you guys, with making them think that mistakes are such a bad thing when it's a part of life. You know, I see why I chose this. Okay.
Right. You think Michael Jordan just grew up to be the greatest basketball player? Kobe Bryant just grew up to be the greatest? They had to practice. And practice some more. And then when they got done, then they had to do some more practice. That's called dedication and determination. We're teaching them to quit and give up and surrender in the society with the educational system. They make jokes out of it now. When we was little, we had one winner. The winner is just the winner. Now everybody gets a trophy, even the loser, which nullifies the victory of the winner, which trains you to be, I don't give a fuck, quit, leave it alone. It don't have nothing to do with me, right? So it's a game that they play with us to keep us, turn us into the agents to keep the rest of us in position, right? So we torment each other. We become unwitting agents of deception by being deceived ourselves. Then as soon as one of us starts seeing what's going on, we tell somebody, they get offended. Like you didn't told them some shit called the truth, and they can't tell them nothing worse than that. Accountability comes with that.
Right.
Right. So when you start telling them this truth stuff, now they don't get mad because you're telling them the truth no more. Now they get mad because it's coming from you. They ain't mad because you, like, they could have accepted it if it would have came from the wine on the corner, but since you're the one carrying the message, then that's the fucked up shit you shouldn't have never told. They don't mind ridiculing you, ostracizing you, and then when they find out you're right, they take the information like they've been knew it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They won't never acknowledge where they got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! But they didn't argue down that you was crazy, you didn't know what you were talking about. It wasn't what you said it was. Right? They still thinking Jesus is a man and Jesus is righteous. Right? So they got the story all scrambled up like an egg. And they do that because the more misinformation you put out, the more malfunctions you cause in psychological process.
Mm.
It's the same as a computer. You can't keep feeding the computer false information asking for the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right? Because in the computer terms, it's called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. This is what we do to our children. So when they grow up and they don't have no grit, they don't have no determination to overcome no obstacles. They don't got no patience to wait 20 minutes for a meal to get cooked. You know, so now domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
A hostage crisis disguised as a love affair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He come in.
What?
He can't wait the next 10 minutes for the food to finish cooking. Now he want to fight.
Mm. Wow.
Right.
That's deep. That's
no patience. No patience. No patience at all. Listen, I'm gonna beat your ass since you did. I'm gonna make you do what I want you to do since you didn't do it on the time schedule you should have had it done.
Mm. Right.
So all of these are mental weaknesses. It's lack of grit. Right. In a relationship, the woman ain't supposed to be on no fucking stopwatch to get a thing.
I love what he's breaking down about the mental illness in the black community, guys. A lot of us have not gotten help, sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were these mental illnesses that went on, or we want to say mental illnesses, but these things that we sweep under the rug that have been going on for so long that has been unaddressed. You know, the sicknesses that we pass down from generation to generation unchecked, like alcoholism, drugism, narcissism, you know what I mean? Oh, that's a huge one, okay? Gaslighting, you know, and just how we treat one another, you know what I mean? So addressing the mental illnesses and having accountability of them is very, very, very important, yeah.
Just like she ain't supposed to have no stopwatch, but the laundry don't get done when the washer get done washing that shit.
Right.
I can go down there and get
the
washer. I can get it with a sledgehammer, everything I want to, but the clothes not going to be washed until the cycle is not complete.
Right.
So we want to take the process out. We want to go from I want to I got without nothing in the middle.
Mm.
That's insanity. And you guys, any of you that know me, know I always teach on the process. You know what I mean? Why do you tell each other what we need to do for the larger outcome as far as the destination without telling us about the process that it takes to get there? And, you know, what I've noted that a lot of people don't want to talk about the processes is because that was the vulnerable part. That's the part that they're still trying to figure out. That's the part, you know, it's better to look strong and to look like you're the warrior that conquered something that you really truly didn't conquer, because you still suffer and struggle with it, you know, in the shadows, you know what I mean? But it's a reason why we don't talk about the processes, because the processes is that pain, that abyss, that vulnerability that we just don't like to talk about. But guys, the process is more important than the actual shit that we are going through, or growing through, rather. Another form of mental illness.
You can't expect to automatically fix it and then automatically have what I put forth, no effort, because the universe only rewards effort. You don't have to always be right. You don't have to always perform the function according to how other people think, but do it the best you can. The universe will make sure you get it all right. You do your part. Nobody want to do their part. They want everybody else to do their part, but when it comes time for them to do theirs, that don't got nothing to do with them.
Right.
They can tell.
It's like the story of the little red hen. That's why I always love the story of the little red hen. That always been my favorite story. Because I heard it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand why that resonated with me as a kid. I got a big-ass little red hen book here right now. And it was like, you know, for real, that's my favorite story. But that's exactly that concept where everybody else want to eat after you ask them and you try to incorporate them. You even gave them ways to be incorporated. Like, all right, you don't want to come with me to the meal? All right, you can pick the wheat. You don't want to pick the wheat? All right. You don't want to, like, mix the dough? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn, you want to even slide the pan in the oven? No, but when the shit come out, it's like, let me get a slice of that. Nah, you know, and that's what I always appreciated about that story as a youngster. And like you said, that analogy for my whole life, it helped, like, really put my whole life into perspective as a young person, just connecting with that story, that people will always want, but it's up to you to manifest, you know, you eating, because everybody else ain't going to help you. When it really comes time to pull that wheat, to go to that mill, to push it, you know what I mean, to put in the labor or the work, you know. And so I think that is important. Me and some of my friends talk about that all the time, like how COVID somehow made people get to a space where they don't want to work. It's like, if you're not working for the man or for the machine, you better be working for self, you know what I mean? You better be working for self and doing some type of self-work.
This is the insanity we're faced with right now. It's called group insanity. This is insanity that affects the collective consciousness of a cross-section of people. Right? So it works like this. We all working for the system, for the man, for the government. We working at the city building, the state building. But ain't none of that our shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We will fuck somebody up about our job, but we can get fired from that same job for fucking somebody up about it.
Yep.
You know, because we take pride in our work, but we now realize we're working for the enemy. As long as you're working for the enemy, you can't expect a favorable result unless the enemy wants you to have one.
Right.
That's why you got people that work 40 years and can't retire.
Okay.
You know, because they so attached to the machine that when you disconnect it from the machine, it's like taking them off life support. They learn how to navigate the weekly paycheck so well that they can live check to check, week to week, and never think about about retirement until they smash them in the face at the last minute. Right? Because they teach us not to have foresight.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the spiritual, so-called spiritualist woke community, these motherfuckers is the same way. Because they always talk about you living in the now. Live in the now. Be in the now. But motherfucker, we got to create the now first. The now we want.
What's the process of creating the now?
We have to put forth a certain amount of effort and elbow grease to manifest that now.
Mm.
Right? But they trying to tell you don't look for the future. No, you don't look for the future. You build that motherfucker.
Right.
Create it. Right? You see what's wrong in the present. Our children shouldn't face the same problems we have. We still shouldn't be fighting racism 500 years later. We still shouldn't be having political discourse that's in heated opposition. All of them wrong. But they argue which one of them right in front of us because we got to pick between which one of them wrong we want to run for, more of us running us. What wrong we want to put out front? We want to put the pedophiles out front, thieves out front. Which one of the wrongs are we going to follow this time? Right? We want to put the illusionists out front, the charlatans. We've been walking around talking about Joe Biden, the president. Ain't no fucking Joe Biden.
Robot.
All that shit is a stage show.
Right.
We are into this shit. It's a mandate. What's a mandate? It's when the man don't want to pay his part, so the woman got to take him out. So it is for us to be a little bitch ass nigga.
Pimping at his finest.
That's it.
Listen.
Look, that's woof. Because even if he first take a female out, he take a woman out, even if you pimping, you still going to put the bill on the first date. Even the pimp going to do that.
Right.
He's not going to put her on a mandate because he wants her to feel as woman as he can in order to get her to perform the act that he wanted to perform. And if he can make her feel enough like a woman, she'll move this motherfucking earth. Every pimp know that.
That's game. That's that game. Great game.
That's that game, though. Y'all don't even be knowing. It's not that easy, but it's obvious.
So this is what we practice being part of the oppressive system while we complain about it. Especially, as long as we complain about it, ain't nobody doing nothing about it. That's why we got to have Black History Month where we can go over all our grievances every year because ain't nobody doing nothing about it. We can get rid of Black History Month when we realize, one, that we ain't black because we ain't crayons. Two, that they named us black so that we will never know that we was already here. They could tell us that them black motherfuckers came on ships. Well, we ain't them, so we was already here. We was running around with feathers on our heads, slapping our mouths, talking about, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. That was us. Then they came over here and replaced us on our land with some motherfuckers that they call Indians, that they to pay $5 to register. That should have been the first warning. Right? So they telling us we came, millions and millions and millions of us came on ships. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit. The narrative is broken. There's too many holes in the story. There's too many shipwrecked cover not to find one intact slave ship. They got
stopped. Me and one of my brothers was just talking about that just this AM. You know what I mean? Peter Pan was a documentary, okay? Let's just say that. You know, we think that it's fiction and we think that it's, fantasy and all of that. A lot of people always question, where did they get it from? You know what I mean? Was that truly our reality? So those ships that came out of portals, okay, not just sea, where did the ships come from? That's a question that we didn't ask.
where did the ships come from? All right? So I am going to end it there, you guys. I'm going to end today's podcast there because tomorrow, that's why slavery was nothing more than human trafficking, because tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and play the other parts of it. But, yeah. All right. So I enjoyed, guys, I enjoyed this time putting together this podcast the way that I did today. So hope you guys enjoyed it as well. And we are going to go out with some more Prince. Love Prince, which I think he's still alive, by the way. You know, it's big business. You can, I think some people may fake their death to protect themselves. And nothing wrong with that. All right, guys, please join me tomorrow. If I don't be on at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, you can always catch the replay on the podcast, guys. But join me every weekend here in the Hanson Awareness Radio. If you need to contact me, please do so. My link tree is in the show notes. You can email me directly at HansonAwarenessRadio@gmail.com. If you want to come on, just discuss, you know, anything, guys, just contact me. I am definitely open. Ear, Hanson Awareness Radio is definitely open to network. All right, guys, till next time.
Fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Diacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
To America.
Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip. We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips.
Welcome to America. Welcome to the big show.
To America.
Look up at something when there ain't no place to go.
Welcome to America. To America, one of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Welcome to America.
Welcome. Hope and change.
Everything takes forever. The truth is a new minority. Welcome to me.
teach it to me.
You?
There is no arguing.
With the book.
What's that outside my window, Neil?
There is no...
Could it be?
Arguing.
Our free will? You say yes, I say no, let no flow.
Many opportunities for the young female who wishes to work.
What to say?
For her own advancement up from the underclass to become one.
Welcome to America. Go to school to become a celebrity. But don't be late. Everybody and their mama has got a sex tape. Welcome to America. We snatch bass players, not purses. Keep playing. Gets worse.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Land of the free, home of the slave.
Get down on your knees. Hit me.
Welcome to America. Welcome to the big show. Everybody's gonna be something when there ain't no
place to go.
Except inside.
Down.
Transformation happens deep within. Yes.
Knees.
Or no.